fear of hurting his feelings. What a pathetic way to do business. So you paid good money for a guy that is only going to be as good as a number two receiver. You weren't willing to pay a number one receiver, in which DeAndre Hopkins still is, because you wanted to keep in mind that you're paying Juju Smith-Schuster $10 million. Like, I don't understand the rational in that thought at all. What kind of rationale is that? What kind of thinking is that, in which that you know that there's a glaring need? You know that you can't turn Juju Smith-Schuster from what he isn't into what you think he can be. Not him. It may have worked with guys in the past, like, for example, Corey Dillon. It may have worked with Julian Edelman. It may have worked like with other players, but not Juju Smith-Schuster. He's not that guy. And that's something that it bothers the hell out of me the more that I think about it. And the more that I say to myself, man, Bill Belichick is playing with fire. What if this does not work? And that is why I am so worried. I am so concerned. Because I'm going to say this again. The first four games of the regular season, and I don't give a rat's ass about what you say in terms of September. Well, September is typically a month that Bill Belichick doesn't really include. Stop the BS. Stop. These first four games is going to very much determine your season. And frankly, I don't care whether you agree with me or not, but it is. Look at the first four games of who you got. You got Philadelphia, you got Miami, you got the Jets, who are going to be much improved, and as well as you got Dallas in week four. If they get off to a 1-3 start, I'm telling you, you're going to be hearing a lot more rumblings than you heard last year when the offense was an absolute joke. You're going to be hearing a lot more than just murmurs and whispers in the wind and so forth. You better make sure that Gillette Stadium is in a good mood, because I'm telling you, don't get to October and the team is either 1-3 or worse, because the offense that you decided that you were going to construct isn't good enough. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the program, in which it is now 10:03. We're going to quickly take a break, and we're going to pause for station identification. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
This is Satomi.
And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You own no home of no family.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Woo-hoo! Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
It's now 10:04 a.m. here in the greater Boston area on this Wednesday morning. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. It is time to take a music break. We're going to step aside here. But coming up next, there is something that occurred to me the other day. I actually want to touch on this a little bit. You know, it's summertime and the vibes are high in what has been a pretty strange summer up until this point. I'm going to share with you exactly what that is in the latest edition of Shukri's Musings. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Tears are rolling down like a river to the ocean, and there's no one else around. You won't question my devotion. Everybody needs somebody, and you got me. You know that I know that you know that I'll be there for the highs and lows. Give you mine if your heart gets broke.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening to the program, thank you for making the show part of your Wednesday morning as we are now sitting here inching towards late July. And this month has really flown by, and I mean, pretty quickly. I mean, it's not over quite just yet, obviously, but, you know, life tends to give you some really interesting stories and some interesting musings in which that, you know, what I realized, like, during my time as a radio host, I haven't really talked about, you know, a ton of, like, life experiences. I mean, I've done it here and there. But on the lighter side, not so much in terms of just, you know, being serious all the time, but just daily things that I personally experience that, you know, I bring to the radio show, like, for entertainment purposes. And that, you know, Boston, one thing I will tell you about this region and about this city is that you would never, ever find a shortage of things that wouldn't at least enlighten you a little bit. You would never find a shortage of things that you'd find either entertaining or maddening. And sometimes when you go through certain parts of the city and you see things and you're just like, what the hell is this? It just leaves you wondering, like, am I where I am supposed to be, or am I in the right place? So I'll give you an actual case in point. So I don't know how many of you like to go on walks. I like going on walks. It's relaxing. It's therapeutic. And shame on me for having gotten so far away from it that I haven't gone on a walk, a good walk at that, in a while. So whenever I go on walks, you know, I like to walk along Memorial Drive in Cambridge, you know, walk by MIT, and you got the view of the Boston skyline, Back Bay, and other parts along the Charles River. And you're just walking, minding your business. And sometimes you would see roadkill. And sometimes it could be rather gruesome to see. I admit it. When you look at it, it's like, ugh. You're just like, damn, that poor little thing got ran over and killed. That sucks. While other times you're just like, yeah, I'm gonna need to stay away from this one. Uh-uh. Even in death, you are deadly. So one day I was walking along Memorial Drive, and I smelled something foul. And not because it was dead. Well, that's a different issue in its own right, but not because it was dead. But rather, this stench had a very, very peculiar smell. And it was a dead skunk. So I'm walking past it, and I look down, and I'm just like, what? There was part of me that was just like, man, even when you're dead, you still making impact. And as well as the impact of those that are riding on their bikes and going on their run. And I noticed people as they're running by, they either were just running right through it or trying to speed past it, or they were just trying to, like, you know, cover their nose while like running past it or biking past it, like, yo, what the hell is that smell? And it don't help matters that it's summer. So you combine the heat versus the smell of this dead skunk. It's just a bad combination. It just makes for a bad time. So now, the smell of the skunk, the dead skunk at that, is now burnt into my nostrils. It was like burnt in there for like a good maybe 15 minutes. And 15 minutes is a while. That's not a short, that's a while for a particular smell to just be burnt in there. So every time you take a nice little whiff, it's just like, oh, damn, it smells like dead skunk over here. It's nowhere to be found. It's maybe 500 or 600 feet down the opposite end. But the stench was so strong that you were able to smell it. But it was just like, what the hell? And then it don't help matters when you gotta go onto the T and you're just trying to, like, be as polite as you possibly can. And you're next to someone, and I'm not talking about the homeless. I'm not talking about people who are unfortunate or misfortunate. I'm talking about regular everyday Joe or Schmoes. You sit on the train, it's summer, it's hot, and you're next to someone who you could smell right away their underarmpits, not long after you just smell a dead skunk. Not long after, and you're just like, you've got to be freaking kidding me. Like, are you, like, this cannot be real life. So I smell a dead skunk, and then you sit next to someone else who frankly, I'm not trying to be a complete a douche canoe. You sit next to someone who you're just like, come on, dude. Come on, dude. You mean to tell me that you left your house today and decided that no bath was needed? Like you smell musky. And I'm trying to be nice. I said, you know what? Excuse me, sir. I walk down to the next end of the car. I don't know why this guy thought it would be a great idea to just speed up on it, up ahead, sit it right across from me. And I'm just like, in my mind, you've got to be kidding me. And now there's two ladies that are standing there talking and they leave. And I knew it, and I knew exactly that had to be the reason. Because they were there for a hot minute. Dude walks up there and they leave. They go down the opposite way. And I'm just like, good grief. I get off the train and I'm walking, minding my old business. And they come up to me and they're like, was it just me or did that guy really smell? I'm like, oh, shoot. Yeah, this is not good. Like, seriously, in the summer, it's one thing that you have to walk past or run past a dead skunk on Memorial Drive. And then you got to get on the T. And then some person that's sitting next to you, you can tell that they're down there, they're smelling musty, but they didn't take a shower. And I'm not talking about a homeless person or a person who's misfortunate. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the person that leaves their house and thinks that on a hot 90-degree day, it is no need for a shower. Like, it really blows my mind. And I try to be a nice person, a good person at that. But there are times you just want to be blunt and say, yo, my guy, you really smell, you smell like ass. But you try not to be offensive. You know, you try not to be a douche about it. But it's summer. And when it's hot and you're sweaty, like, body odor is a thing. Like, I'm not here making a PSA, but I'm sitting here telling you, like, listen, if you're going to ride on the train or ride any be anywhere in public, take a shower. Wear deodorant. Hell, if cologne isn't your thing, you should wear cologne, by the way, if you're a guy. Wear cologne. Take a shower. Wear deodorant. Something. But there's nothing more aggravating than after smelling a dead skunk, smelling a dude who ain't shower. And we in the midst of a heat wave, quote unquote. Like, I mean, talk about a double punch to the nose. Like, thanks a lot. Sure as hell didn't need that. Good grief. So what are some of your aggravating things that you experienced during the summer that just has you like, come on, dude, really? I want to hear more about it from you, the listener. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Whereas in July, and we're finally getting 90-degree days, I would love nothing more, nothing less than to not be given a double whammy. Oh, by the way, here's a dead skunk for you. Oh, by the way, here's a musty dude for you. Oh, by the way, here is walking into a bathroom at South Station and it smells like complete piss and complete crap. You get the picture. And those of you that know, if you know. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Good grief, man. I'm telling you, it's... I'm going to take a music break while I still can. So, enough of the fun and the pleasantries for right now. Coming up next, I thought I have on the Boston Bruins that I want to share with you. And I want to get your thoughts on this as well. That and much more. Coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The kisses of the sun were sweet. I didn't blink. I let it in my eyes. Like an exotic drink, the radio playing songs that I have never heard. I don't know what to say. Oh, not another word. Just la 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 la. It goes around the world. Just la 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 la. It's all around the world. Just la 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 la. And everybody's singing la 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 la. And now the bells are ringing la 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 la. La 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 la
Welcome back to the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford Tusk Freeform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. You can also listen to the show on your smart speaker. Play, tell Alexa, hey Alexa, play 91.5 WMFO as well. So, you know, the Bruins have been in hibernation, no pun intended, since the end of April. And I tell you, like, it's gotten so dead in terms of the Boston Bruins, in which that lately, as we all await the decision for Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci to return to the Boston Bruins, you know, people have, you know, begun to get, you know, a little impatient about that. And they're wondering, hey, you know, any new update, anything new? In fact, I was just asked if I heard anything about that. I'm like, no, I haven't heard anything. And I'm not going to start speculating. Absolutely not. So I do think that this is a time in which that, since we do not know what the future holds in terms of those two centers, franchise centers at that, that we do talk about, you know, why some people are getting rather impatient. Here's a reason why I do think that is the case. And here's a reason why I think that you don't need to be impatient. If anything, embrace it. Because, one, people that are getting impatient are wondering, because what is this team going to look like? And you know how it goes on social media. People are, you know, rather emotional. Sometimes, not sometimes, a lot of the time unreasonable. And they feel as if that they are entitled to know, like, hey, are you coming back? Like, hey, like, can you not hold a franchise hostage or anything like that? Patrice Bergeron is not holding the Boston Bruins, like, hostage. Patrice Bergeron is not holding the Boston Bruins hostage by not having made a decision yet, or maybe he has and the organization hasn't announced it just yet. And number two, David Krejci taking his time, it shouldn't surprise anybody. It really shouldn't. And as he should, you know, like, take his time. Both Krejci and Bergeron have earned that respect to take their time and make their decision and so forth. And I had a really interesting conversation just last night with Anthony Stewart of the NHL on Sportsnet, and as well as, I know he's done some work with Hockey Night in Canada as well, in a podcast episode for Believe in a Hub of Champions podcast that will be releasing tomorrow. I'm not going to give too much away, but he does give an insight into the mind of the NHL player that is weighing whether to return or to retire. And I came away from that conversation having a better understanding that, you know, there's a lot more that goes into the decision than most people realize, even myself included. I will drop you this hint, though. Don't be surprised if you don't hear anything from Bergeron or Krejci as we get closer to training camp in September. Don't be surprised. Do not be surprised. After having that conversation with Anthony Stewart of the NHL on Sportsnet, I realized the very following. And I'm actually going to make mention of this. I want to give a shout out to Anthony Stewart of the NHL on Sportsnet, who he was really tremendous on the new episode of the Believe in a Hub of Champions podcast, in which he gave me a big piece of insight into players that are deciding whether they are going to come back and play another season in the NHL, or they're going to hang up the skates. Anthony Stewart said, again, the episode is dropping tomorrow on across podcast platforms and as well as YouTube. It's most notably on iHeartRadio, Believe in the Hub of Champions. He mentioned this. He said, you know, there's only one time of year that players in the NHL are most healthy. First day of training camp. But he also said in the podcast in which that you will be able to watch that discussion in its entirety beginning tomorrow is that guys that are making that decision, some make that decision early on, but for those, like, for example, like Bergeron and those that have played a long time and whatnot, those decisions come a little later in the offseason and so forth. And I just find it to be interesting. When he said that, it occurred to me that, you know, at this moment in time, and I'm not speculating anything, but I'm going based on what Anthony Stewart gave me, what he told me in the podcast, which you will be able to watch in full and listen to in full tomorrow, that it could be entirely possible we may not hear anything from neither one of those guys until next month. Very possible. I wouldn't rule it out, but I'm looking at the calendar. It's July 19th. There's still ample amount of time in the offseason in the NHL. And we still haven't heard anything just yet. Don't bank on them making any sort of decision, or at least the Bruins making some sort of like announcement until later in the offseason. It wouldn't surprise me. It really wouldn't. So, with that being said, I get it now. I get it in a perspective in which that, you know something? Maybe there is a lot more to the decision that both guys are making than we all realize. And that is okay. Because obviously, you know what you're going to get from those two guys. Perhaps the Boston Bruins, they may already know, maybe they don't. And even if they don't, that's fine. But they understand the vigors and the battles and the bruises that goes into an 82-game regular season. And then, oh, by the way, training camp as well, in which that you're basically competing at the highest level against the best players in the world. And the offseason is a time in which that players are trying to figure where they're at physically as well as mentally, because that's the other part of it. You know, do you want to go through the vigors of an 82-game season? Do you want to be able to make that kind of travel from Boston to Vancouver, for example, or Boston to Los Angeles? Do you want to make that kind of commitment to be able to make that travel and to be away from your family? That's also a big part of it. That's not the only part of it, but that's a big part of it as well. And I'm sure that's all part of the equation that both Bergeron and Krejci are making as to why we haven't heard anything as of yet. I can't wait for tomorrow, because I actually interviewed Anthony. A major reason why is because obviously he played in the NHL. He understands what that process is like. He's been retired from the NHL since 2012, and what goes into that decision as well. And I think that interview, a lot of fans are going to really enjoy, and I can't wait. I cannot wait to share with you all that episode that's dropping tomorrow on iHeartRadio and as well as YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Believe in the Hub of Champions with the one and only Anthony Stewart of the NHL on Sportsnet. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. And we are going to take another music break here. Coming up next, is it really worth it in the end? I'm going to tell you exactly what I am alluding to in regards to something locally that caught my eye the other day. I want to share with you exactly what that is coming up next here in the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You think you're better off alone?
way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Reform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, in which that there is a point where you got to start addressing some rumors, and as well as some potential, maybe it's a fantasy, maybe it's just mere wishful thinking and whatnot. And I'm talking about there was a thought potentially that superstar pitcher and hitting extraordinaire Shohei Ohtani could be traded at the trade deadline come August 1st. And it actually got me wondering. It really got me wondering. Would it be crazy to think that maybe, just maybe, that the Boston Red Sox could go after a player like Shohei Ohtani come the offseason? And I know this would go against everything that Red Sox front office and ownership group has done in recent years. They didn't pay Mookie Betts, which to me is still one of the worst decisions that the organization has made in its history. They didn't re-sign Xander Bogaerts. And it's debatable whether you thought it was the right move or the wrong move. Sentimental feelings aside, throw that out. But I would also say and ask you Red Sox fans the very following question. That is, would you want Shohei Ohtani? Of course, the overwhelming answer is yes, I would hope. But I'm going to take it a step further. If the Boston Red Sox somehow are able to get him in the offseason, would you be open to the idea that Shohei Ohtani being a Red Sox, especially knowing that his contract is going to be an earth-shattering contract at that? It is. There's no other way that you could put it. Like, think about it. We obviously know the type of athlete and performer that he is. Great pitcher. You can even make an argument that he's an even better hitter. And right now, the watch is officially on in terms of two things, two aspects. In terms of whether if the Red Sox are going to maybe keep an eye on him, maybe they are a dark horse team that could possibly sign him. But two factors here to keep in mind with Shohei Ohtani. First factor is the clock is officially on him in terms of his hitting. Right now, he's on a similar pace that Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees was on last year in terms of the single-season home run record in the history of the American League. And some would say the true single-season home run record. That's officially like on the plate here. Which is why I want to put to you all of this in proper perspective. Right now, Ohtani's hitting .307. He's got 35 home runs, 76 runs batted in. This is a player right now, if all goes well and he continues his pace, he has a chance of actually getting close to tying Aaron Judge's single-season home run record at 62 in the history of the American League. But as far as the Boston Red Sox are concerned, do you not understand like how just how big this could potentially be? I get it that it would go against everything that Chaim Bloom would typically go for in terms of, you know, you sign mid-tier major leaguers that are solid, analytics-driven and whatnot. But you know how massive an Ohtani signing by the Red Sox could be? I want you to think about it in these two folds here. The first one, the marketing aspect. You have seen Japanese stars come here to Boston and perform before. You saw that with Daisuke Matsuzaka back in 07. You have that in Masa Yoshida now. But with all due respect to those two guys, none of them come close to being in the same stratosphere as Shohei Ohtani. And as you know, he's a pretty solid pitcher. And, like, he's having a solid year on the mound. It's not like he's just one guy who is, you know, he's just dominating one aspect and he's okay in the other. No. 7-5 with a 3.50 earned on average. And in 105 innings pitched so far, he's got 139 strikeouts. So I thought about this. I was like, you know, if the Angels, whom so far they're having a solid series against the Yankees, if they somehow got hot again, somehow, some way, and they find themselves back in the postseason race, which that they haven't completely fallen out of the picture just yet, maybe Ohtani doesn't get moved. Just maybe. But here's the reality. Do you trust the Angels to stay on course? Do you say that the Angels find themselves among the postseason contenders in the American League? My honest answer to that is no. I don't trust it, but do I rule them out completely, entirely? I think it'd be foolish if I did that. But they're not out of it yet. And if the Angels are still in contention come August 1st, I don't think the Angels are going to trade him. I don't think they should. But there's obviously that risk of he could potentially walk for nothing if the Angels don't re-sign him in the offseason. That's real. The Angels are a 500 team right now. They're third in the AL West. But as far as the wild card is concerned, this is where they are. Right now, they're 4.5 games out of the third and final wild card spot. But they got two teams that are ahead of them, the Red Sox and the Yankees. So what do you do? Should the Red Sox even be interested in Shohei Ohtani come to your offseason? And what if the Angels fall further out of it? Should the Red Sox consider it? I don't think they will. Considering that the Angels are going to be asking for, they're going to be asking for the farm and then some. So that was just a thought that I had in mind. I don't think it's entirely crazy. I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that the Red Sox could potentially be looking at signing a guy like Shohei Ohtani in the offseason. Do I see it happening? I do, but do I think it will happen? I don't think so. But it is worthy of conversation because we're at that point now, which this is a major story in Major League Baseball for the second half of the regular season post All-Star break. And it's worthy of discussion. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show as we're now in the home stretch. Coming up next, final thoughts with you here in the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yo, listen up. Here's the
a story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm blue, da ba dee da ba die, 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 da ba dee da ba die. I'm blue, da ba dee da ba die, 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 da ba dee da ba die.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Free Form Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. In about 5 minutes' time, we're going to have Dance Music Express with DJ D, who is lounging in his seat, and he's laughing as I say that. And on this Wednesday morning, here I am at the end of the show. I figure why not, you know, like tease him a little bit as it's really hard to believe that we are like now approaching the end of July and we're getting ready for August. And not just only that, but then also like you got NFL training camp coming up and whatnot. So there's still a good chunk of summer left. Like now get it into gear, whatever plans you have, you know, live it up, you know. So DJ D, what's going on, man?
Hold on 1 second, I gotta get onto a microphone.
I mean, you're in front of a live microphone right now. I kind of set you up already. Like,
I'm sorry, no headphones.
I mean, no headphones, but goodness grief, but I'm sure people can hear you. Yeah.
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing all right. I was trying to text. I have a couple of new listeners. I did a gig for a retirement party.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, on Saturday night, and a lot of the people were interested in the show. So I said, you know, tune in. We'll give you a shout out. And I'm not really sure what I'm going to start to play, but, you know, I'm hanging in there. A little warm out there, huh?
Yeah, a little is all right. I mean, like, look, it feels like summer finally. But, you know, it's funny because over the weekend we were getting pounded with rain. And I was just thinking, like, you know, I don't remember a summer where it's been this rainy.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing people that I follow that interact with me on social media, like, yo, like, what's up with all this rain? And it's like, well, I don't know. But no, I definitely get that. But now that it feels like summer, like, I'm like, listen, I'm all here for it. So
it's rained every weekend. I have a guy that comes over the house and he does the lawn. And,
yeah,
you know, he hasn't come back in a month and a half. It's unbelievable. You know, you know.
Has the grass grown a little too tall for your liking, or?
It covers me in the car so people can't see me when I'm home.
Oh, yeah. It may be time for a trim, you know.
You ain't lying.
So what's going on? What do you have planned for today's show?
I think I want to start off with some stuff from the 80s. I'm going to do Heavy D and the Boys. You know, now that we found love, I like that one. So that sounds good. Yeah, that was a good one. And I like some of the stuff you've been playing today. I must be rubbing off on you.
I mean, not entirely. I tend to surprise people with my flavor in music, but I am learning from a DJ though. So that kind of does like explains things a little bit, you know. You know, like little 90s retro and like maybe early 2000s stuff. I mean, not a lot of people know that I actually like Cher.
Yeah,
like I mean, I do like her. Like a couple of her songs do remind me from my childhood.
Yeah,
Like, Do You Believe? That's one of them. That's like 25 years ago now. Yeah, which is hard to believe. What a time! But before I get into this nostalgic mindset where I'm already going there, and I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Like, I think late 90s music in that era was probably the best, in my opinion.
Yeah,
like. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you agree or disagree, but I think it was like such a great time for music and like just life in general.
Yeah, I mean, I love the disco era, and of course, I love the oldies. And
oh yeah,
yeah. In fact, that anniversary party I did Saturday night was their number one song was from 1941, their wedding song.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, and I had this girl with me. She was DJing with me, and we were talking about music, and I said, well, I get my music service from Top Hits USA.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it costs about $1,000 a year, but ooh, it's worth it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so I was talking to them one time, and I said, I've probably been with you like 5 or 10 years. And he says, Daryl, get with the program. 1996. I said, 1996? Are you kidding me? And the girl said, that's longer than I'm of age, you know?
Which is crazy. Like,
yeah, can you imagine that?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I have to remind myself that a lot of these youngins, I mean, youngins, I use that loosely. Like, it's like, you were born literally when I was a kid. But what do I know? But either way, 25 seconds remaining. And I just simply want to say to all of you, thank you for those of you who have made the time to tune into the show today. It has been a blast as always. Dance Music Express is coming up next, so do not go anywhere. This is Shukri Wright signing off. I'll talk to you again later. And DJ D, have a blast on the show. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford,